anything?
Some of the students gathered in front of a large stainless steel sink inside their classroom, where it provides water for them to wash up from their art projects. It stands as a great symbol of access to water. Our teacher Rachel Lyons tells WBFO News the students recently read the book Long Walk to Water in their English class. It's a novel based on the real story of a boy from Sudan, Salva Dutt, who now lives in nearby Rochester.
And it kind of follows his path as a refugee and a child that was torn apart from his family at 11 because of the war in the Sudan. He ended up in refugee camps and had to walk a lot. And once he ended up in Rochester in the United States, he ended up creating a foundation called Water for South Sudan that goes back to the Sudan and builds wells.
Lyons guided just a small group of 8 students on this special art project.
They each had a map of their own house. We printed individual maps and they sort of marked the resources on their individual map, and we layered those, and then we alternated layers of that with the information they were learning about the Sudan and about the war and about the resources and the climate and all those things.
The students' abstract style artwork of colorful maps and information of Sudan were printed on note cards to sell. Andrew Middlebrooks says it's a useful project that will help support the difficult lives of those living in Sudan.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned from this?
The biggest lesson I learned is to be grateful. I honestly have to say I would not have known about that until now. And I'm personally really glad that I now know about that so that way we can now start to donate money to Sudan.
Students say they learned about how the African nation is war-torn from civil unrest. Nicholas Maldonado says they want to raise money for the Water for South Sudan project.
They don't have much sources, not enough farming, because normally they have to use bowls like we used to do in the olden days.
One by one, students lined up to tell more about what they learned. Jody Polk said those living in Sudan are often forced to drink dirty water.
What is it like to know that you have water right here in your classroom, in your art room, that you can access, yet they don't have that?
We get clean water and they get dirty.
Students Michael Darden and Antonio Thompson also talked about the lack of water and how women in the African nation spend hours trying to find clean water in harsh conditions.
They was talking about like worms in the water thing. It looks so dirty, like so brown.
What did you learn about Sudan?
There was a war in the beginning of the story and Salva ran.
Students are selling packages of 5 note cards for $5. So far, they've raised $365. They're hoping that their classroom artwork lesson will be a small part of someday bringing clear water to Sudan. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.